Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Hello, class. This is Professor C.T. Hulu. For our anthropology class, we will be talking about the lovely PDFs available at www.rpgnow.com. Of course, if you go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com, we get an affiliate bonus. It's so nice that way. So after you have filled out your lovely cards telling me about your next of kin and your deepest, darkest fears, we will have our first pop quiz.
Northern Wall. No books remain, although three human skulls do sit on the shelves along with a small iron box.
With big red rubies in the eye sockets?
No.
We run. The,
yes. And the cat. There look like five piles of bones and rotting flesh sit in different places in this room. And it is otherwise filled with, I mean, it stinks in here.
I do not count on those piles of rotting flesh not to get up and attack.
Where are those piles of rotting flesh? Or do you need initiative for this?
I don't need initiative yet. Depends. When are you going to go poke the piles of rotting flesh?
Well, I need to know where the piles of rotting flesh are before I can poke them.
I'm getting to it.
Detail.
Pile number one. Pile number two. Pile number three. Pile number four. And finally, last but not least,
there are five piles of rotting flesh in here.
Oh, there are bones, too.
And bones. Alrighty. Well, let's do this.
If you need undead, they're in the undead pile.
What I need are undead dogs, more or less.
They're probably in the dog pile or wolf pile. Yeah, there might not be undead ones, but there are wolves. Wolves and dogs.
That's wolves, hyenas,
etc. And you have some undead dogs.
Cool.
With you?
No. Okay. In glorious lead. Because I'm sure they were old enough when I bought them. They were glorious lead.
Okay. Well, these are particularly impressive, so I'm going to use the two of them that I can find. So you step in which is when all of the dead things reassemble themselves. They look like they used to be rats.
Well, so they, when I step in, they do it.
Yes. Actually, they do it. Yes, when you step in, they reassemble themselves. And they're big hurricane rats. Or used to be really big hurricane rats. And now you need to roll initiative.
Where I can't roll above a 5 on initiative.
I get a 25.
Ooh, 25.
26.
Just wanting to clear the get out of the doorway so other people can get the way in.
I know. Okay.
Very tight quarters. I don't want this to be. This is.
Beric, you said it was 25.
25.
All right, Kaya.
Well, I'm the one to be up front. I've got the high AC and the hit points. So.
Tim.
12.
Why don't you go ahead and roll for Gwen and or Ella?
Ow. We'll put that one as Ella. 6.
All right.
And 11.
For Gwen?
Yes.
All right, Sarek, what were you at? 27?
26.
26.
But since I'm not in a room yet, I think I will defer to Barracks 25.
All right, hold on. Well, I've rearranged these.
I noticed
that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What's
happening? We walked into this. Beric walked into that room. There had been piles of trash that have reassembled into undead giant rats.
No, it's not whatever.
Okay.
No,
actually, piles of rotting flesh and bone.
Well, whatever.
Okay, Sarek, you are holding. Right?
Yes.
Okay. That brings you back. That means you're up, Beric.
Class skill list.
Still doesn't want me out of one thing.
Does it's just it's not in this, it's that enemy feeds power or something. I think it's powers, you go through your powers, it does it. Anyway.
Alrighty, so it's my turn?
Yes.
And these things all animate and look all nasty and
yep.
Glorified.
Mm. They reassemble from their component bits into really freaking huge undead rats.
Bonus! Let's see where I want to go in here. Shift over there. And then try to bring it in. See a big rat thing in front of me. Oh, I'll trigger my Oath of Enmity on it, since it's the only one adjacent to me now. Which is a minor action, leaving me with a standard action. And I will do Crushing Blow, hoping that a 27 hits it.
Yes.
Might help if I roll a d12 instead of a d20. That's right, man.
33 points of damage.
Hot damn. and it is not bloodied. But you take good chunks out of it. It just doesn't seem to miss them too much.
And I'll yell out, undead!
Kaya. Or Sarek, whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready, I'm sure.
In this case, I'll move you down to 24. Once again, the cat decides to be the center of attention.
He's on level 4.
It's like everyone should look at me.
He's protecting level 4. Mm. Big boy.
All right.
All right, Sarah, what are you doing?
I need some mom love.
I'll use a minor to give Rand actions.
Okay.
One, two.
I haven't used it yet.
Three.
Is it just, okay. If I center it on one person, it goes pick, out 10?
You pick a square within 10 squares of you. And then from that square, it's a burst one.
Okay.
So it's.
So it's just.
Basically, you're targeting a square up to 10 squares away from you.
Okay.
And then it's a burst one from that.
And then I can go. Okay.
It's like throwing a grenade.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you can see it, you can target it.
You can move them from the ring.
Move the map off.
I'll go ahead and take the to the. Swift Claw.
Each creature would mean everybody.
And shift.
Each creature, yes. It's anyone
there.
Even us.
That shifts you? Yeah. Good. Swift Claw shifts me one square in addition to the attack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like the King of the Skies, you strike your target before he is ready.
Okay. Your attack.
This is the one Barrick just hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's gut it like a fish.
All right.
Or not. Wow, that dice jumped. I don't know. I think it's over by Eric's foot.
I can't see it. There it is. I can't see it.
I don't think 11 is probably going to hit their AC.
Sadly, no.
Okay. Rand will.
Are you going to supersede my mark on him? I would have marked him.
That would. Yeah, my attack would mark him, so.
Okay, so mark him.
If Bryn comes in, then Kaya can't come in. And Bryn will wait. That's fine.
That means Kaya, you're up. AC is a mighty 16.
That is. Plus 7 is. What does that plus 2 mean? I don't think it matters. It's an 11.
Okay.
It was probably from her, like her beacon of faith or something like that. From the previous fight.
Alright. You smack it. Tim!
Alright. I will.
Right, whine irritatingly.
I will whine irritatingly.
Alright, Tim whines. Next up, Gwen.
No.
I'm gonna move and then get into shooting range. or at least so I can see. Let's move over here. Can I see these dudes?
Sure.
Or at least one of them?
You can see the one closest to me, yes.
Okay.
You could also just move, probably move here and see them.
These two. Yeah. More. You could.
Okay. And then I'll move it over there. Does a 16 hit its reflex?
Yes.
All right. Get the hell out, dog.
Good.
Does a 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Magic missile.
And you did it to which one? The one closest to
The one closest. Okay.
13 points, you said?
Yep.
All right.
Go.
All right. Gwen, you're up.
Move me into the room.
Well, get over here, which you were what, right here? It's three squares, and then all these squares are filled up.
That's fine. That's where I want to be, right there.
You're not technically in the room.
Where am I?
You're in the doorway.
I'm in the doorway?
Yes.
You can see in.
Can I see those two on this side?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted. I'm going to try and do the Avernian Eruption.
Okay.
And bring the basically like volcano stuff up from the ground onto them.
Okay.
So.
And I'll center it on
up through the first four floors.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you doing? What happens with the eruption thing?
It says acrid orange fumes hiss up from beneath the ground and then ignite in a thundering detonation, burning nearby creatures.
Okay.
And it has an area burst of one.
Okay. That means that you are going to hit...
You'll hit.
One.
You'll hit. She's aiming for the back one.
I'm aiming for the back one.
She says she's
all
wanting to
back.
Shoot one of these.
Yes.
Okay. You're wanting to shoot one of those.
Yes.
Okay.
There's nobody near them.
All right. Yes.
You'll make two attack rolls.
You need to make two attack rolls.
Okay. I made one, and I failed.
And what did you hit on the one that failed?
The number, you mean?
Yeah.
Six.
Okay. And roll the second one.
Okay. 19.
That will hit it.
So, like this guy.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead and roll damage.
You roll damage once.
Okay.
You probably would have used a minor to curse one of them first. Well,
you
can only
curse
the...
I can only curse one at a time, right?
Yeah. And you have to curse
one
that's closest
to you. So
you should still curse one.
You should still toss me one of your curses. You'll curse this guy over here. Just because it's here.
You could have. That'd be fine.
Just because you can curse, you know.
Let's see. 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And now the rats get to attack.
No, they don't.
The one that's in front of me has been marked by Sarek.
Okay.
I think that's the only one as far that would influence any attacks, though.
Okay. So they get to move, which is going to be really easy. Dink. Dink. So this one has been marked by you?
Me.
Okay. So these two in the back there will attack Beric. Is it 26 hit your AC?
Me? Yes.
Okay. One of them actually manages to bite you. Take 5 points of necrotic damage, and you have 5 ongoing. A save ends.
Oh, I need to.
And you are not prone.
I needed to tell you that the target that I hit has a ongoing 5 fire damage save ends.
Okay. He does save this round, so he will no longer be on fire afterwards.
Okay. He's smoky.
Yes. So he comes out of the smoldery hay is still, or the nasty gaseous fumes still smoldering. the one that you have marked will attack you. Does a 28 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay, you are knocked prone.
Alright, so
58. You take 10 points of necrotic damage, and you have 5 ongoing points of necrotic damage.
5 ongoing.
A save will end. Then, that leaves me with 2 more. One will attack Sarek, and since you are prone, I believe you get to be +2.
They had me flanked anyway.
Okay, so yeah, but he doesn't hit me. Unless your AC is a mighty 14.
No.
Okay, and the other will attack Kaya. So it lunges at you, and may actually hit you at 24.
Yes.
Okay, you are knocked prone, have 5 ongoing necrotic damage, and take 5 points of damage. Sorry, when they bite, it's 5 points of regular unnamed damage, and then you take 5 necrotic.
Okay.
As an ongoing effect, save will end.
Okay.
And that means Ella is now up.
Anybody down anything yet?
So, these are undead. She tends to wait on throwing her stuff versus undead. I'm trying to get the best shot, and that best shot never comes.
Well, unfortunately, right now, if she moved up behind, the doorway would block part of it. She wouldn't get all of them. Because basically the walls on the either side of the door is going to block part of the burst. In order for it to do really well, she really needs to be standing where Gwen is.
Right. Like I said, that point never comes because we've been in too tight of quarters thus far when we're fighting undead.
Am I standing right in the doorway? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
She's smaller than me. Can't she push through or something?
You're occupying the space.
What she would have to do is she would have to move all the way through people, open the door on the other side, take opportunity attacks from 3 of them.
Like what? What do you mean?
And then be in a room that has a closed door. Or basically open a door that you guys haven't opened yet. And presumably if there's nothing on the other side of that door to eat your head, stand in there and then blast.
And if there is something, then we're in 2 encounters at the same time, and we're...
I have to stick with the first level one.
Dicked. That's the thing that's like... We've learned our lesson about not starting 2 encounters or more at the same time.
Not for her stuff, just along site as well.
Yeah.
It only gives you this.
Can she see any of them from where she is now?
Yeah. Can she see anybody?
Where is she standing?
Next to, wow.
She's here right now. All right.
If she moves, she could probably see some of them.
Okay.
Like, if she moves up behind you, she could see...
Take element?
Probably see the 2 closest to me. And that would probably be it.
But even in seeing this one, if she did the burst...
Basically, if she did the burst from where she is, that burst would only hit those 2.
Like I did.
Unless she can recenter the burst. If the burst starts with her, then yeah. Those are the 2 that it will hit.
Right.
Everybody else, though, won't hit.
Well, what I'm saying
is...
What does it mean
where
it's
just
close burst?
It doesn't let you choose your level. You have to stay
close burst? Level. It means that...
It centers on her.
It's a type of attack. It centers...
It's from her out?
Yeah, from her out.
Mm.
Oh, I see what you're...
Maybe she's doing her nails or something.
You're trying to take burning hands.
Well, I believe she has a ranged attack she can use.
Right.
I'm looking.
One of her basics. One of her 2 at-wells.
You could retrain up to your level.
Lance of Faith would not be a bad choice here.
Yes.
It's basically saying that.
Because I recall it does do radiant damage, which tends to make undead very unhappy.
Right.
Okay. So she'll do Lance of Faith.
Okay. Great.
So I'm not.
But she doesn't have on here what I roll for it, so.
I would fix that.
But Lance of Faith, what?
So it's 1d8 plus wisdom modifier. What is it?
Ethan, can you help her out? Figure out what she needs to roll to hit with Lights of Faith. It's wisdom, probably yeah. Wisdom based.
28 plus wisdom modifier, right?
It is. You're rolling it. It's a.
So you have to roll
plus
a hit
7
first.
Versus reflex. So roll d20 plus 7 versus its reflex first. D20 plus range 5, so you can hit it. Doubting a 11 will hit its reflex.
Sadly, no. So no. Its reflex is awful, but
this
it's not bad.
Plus 7 is her attack roll with
seven.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that
probably the same. Okay. Yeah.
Brings us back to the top of the round.
If you hit, then it's you do a d8 plus 5.
Then that, okay.
No, I found it. It's right here.
And that brings us back to the top of the round with Beric.
Now it's your turn. Go for it.
Alrighty.
You do that. Then yeah.
I'm going to do a footwork lure on the dude in front of me.
Okay.
Let's get up. That won't do, but that certainly will hit. Does first I shift one, then he gets pulled into the square I left.
Okay.
And that marks him, right?
7 whole points of damage.
Okay.
And I will mark him. Yes.
All right, Sarek, you're up.
And that will supersede yours.
Right. So I mean, it would be re-superseded.
Now you're no longer flanked.
Right.
Oh, and I was prone, so I would have gotten up, obviously.
Yes.
Getting up
is what, a move action?
Make your save.
I think so. Oh, yeah, take your 5 necrotic and make your save. Because you take ongoing damage immediately. First part of the turn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nat 20.
Okay.
I'm way not taking that damage anymore.
All right. You flex, and the necrotic damage
leaves.
He's terrified and runs away.
And it's 5 necrotic, right?
5, yes.
I make my save.
Okay. You will still take your 5.
Yeah, I took the 5.
Basically, so at level 1, you take your 1 encounter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But when he comes to retraining, you can only retrain at that level or lower. So that's how that works.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So I'll just swap that out. It's kind of annoying. Oh well.
All right. What you doing, Sarah?
Well, I stood, obviously, since I was prone.
And you're no longer flanked now.
Right. I know what I want to do, but I also know what I need to do.
And I'm in a corner. I can't be flanked. Yeah.
Yes. Standing up from prone is a move action.
Fine. All my stuff was move and a standard, and I still have minor left, so I use that to flip it off.
Okay.
I will use the Swift Claw to shift, giving me flank and combat advantage on this one.
Okay, on the one that Barrick's been attacking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have another training. See, it is handy.
It is, it found AC 20.
That'll hit it.
Irritating for a training.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So your claws rip through it. Doing what?
Doing. Well, remarking it, for one. doing 9 points of damage.
Alright, that one is now bloodied.
Yay!
Or if it had blood, it would be bloodied.
And do you want to move, Kaya?
Sure. So I won't be flanked anymore.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Because with Fury's Bounty, when an ally marked by me becomes bloodied, which he would have been marked by me.
An ally or an enemy?
An enemy marked by you becomes bloodied, or bloodies you or one of your allies. You can slide a number of allies equal to your constitution modifier, or a number of enemies equal to your dex modifier, one square each. So,
I will move you so you're not flanked anymore.
Shift you there. Yep.
Yay.
Woo!
All right. Is Rend going to do anything this time?
Rend is not going to do anything as of yet.
All right. Kaya, you're up. Probably should pick yourself up some gloves at some point if you're going to still insist on hitting these dead things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, invest in some nice, you know, I don't know, some Purell, some hand sanitizer.
Yes. Well, we do have the wand of hygiene.
It's true. It doesn't help her right now.
The spilling of blood is brought forth.
It could have been the actor.
I hit a 30.
Let me check.
Sorry, it goes all the way back around. And, yeah.
Ooh. 18.
Nice.
722 plus an additional 2 for my mark thing, so...
And that was the one that you attacked last time?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's... Okay, not the one in front of you now, the one catty cornered you.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much was it? 24?
Yeah.
Okay, 24...
It's 49. 30. All
right. You funk it good, and you crush a part of its skull, and it's... still keeps going.
That obviously it wasn't using.
That clearly it was not using. that was Kaya. Tim, you're up.
Fireball.
Fireball!
No.
Thanks, James.
Okay.
Okay, fireball.
Okay, a shocking grasp inside the cast iron sub.
Alrighty. We're being attacked by a dire shark, and we're inside a cast iron sub. I cast shocking grasp. Okay, then!
I'm just going to magic missile that same one I magic missiled before.
Okay.
If last time hit, this one hit.
All right. That was the one in the far corner, the one closest to me. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one directly across from me.
Yeah.
13 points damage.
All right.
Same as before.
Okay.
Nickel and dime to death.
Excellent. Gwen. Gwen the Mighty. You should probably curse an oath if you are planning on doing anything else with that non-interaction.
Yeah.
Probably curse.
All right. Curse the next closest one.
Yeah, curse somebody.
Which might actually be...
Yes.
Whoever has
the one on the giant stack of stuff now.
Whoever has a big red arrow right. Pointed at its head.
The levitating stack.
Yes.
The way I was trying to put it together.
Although I think that magnetic paint you put on is helping a little bit, Jeremy.
I'm going to try to do Curse of the
Not
Dark
great,
Dream.
Not great, but it is.
Cool.
It is at least
Sorry,
pulling
what?
Things
Curse
down.
Curse of the Dark Dream.
Okay, which one?
On the one in the corner.
Okay.
On the side.
All right.
You can really tell with these things.
Mm-hmm. 15.
Okay, so it's the one closest, like closest to me.
Closest
right?
to you, that
okay.
side, and the little.
It's not strong, but I think it's
that
good guy. Enough.
Okay. All right. That was yeah. Okay, and you rolled a what? A 15.
15.
For what?
Against will.
Against will, that will hit.
Okay.
The question is, would Ella put herself in a position to be flanked
22.
So that then she could indeed
turn undead
on all of them?
All right, now all of them are at least wounded.
Yes.
And that one, I can slide the target one square.
Okay.
Whether I hit or miss it.
All right, but the only place it could go now would be backwards.
Yeah, I'm sliding him back.
Okay. Rock on.
And that's all right. A, that's a... I give it basically a dark dream so that it staggers about trying to avoid the imagined perils. So it's
okay. One has to wonder exactly what an undead rat that spends its time sitting in a pile of decaying flesh and bone thinks is so horrible it needs to evade.
Yep.
But it does so anyway.
A cat. Oh, wait, yes. Yes, an undead cat.
A giant undead cat. And they get to move and do their thing.
Now they don't. They missed their turn.
I didn't make this thing.
Oh.
I fail.
Oh. Still at five. Okay. All right. I think we're going to do something very similar to last time. Two of them on Barrick. 21 and 24.
No and yes.
Okay. Well, five ongoing. Unless you already have the five ongoing.
No. Nope. He'd save once.
And 7 points of damage. And you're knocked prone. The one that you have marked will attack you and miss you with a 13. The one, this guy, will attack Kaya, and a 28 will probably hit you.
Yes.
So you are knocked prone. The good news is that you don't have another 5 ongoing because it can't stack like that. And you take 5 points of damage. And then this other one is going to try to bite. It's going to try to bite Gwen, I think. Does an 18 hit you, Gwen? Hit your AC. Okay. It bites at you but misses. And that brings Ella up.
Maybe Ella needs to step in and turn undead.
Note that when she does that, she will be provoking from. She won't be provoking.
She will provoke from one of them.
No, she won't, because she'll be able to step directly in.
Ella is moving. She can't shift.
Okay.
If she moves here, she's moving through this one's threatened zone, which is there.
And actually, she's moving to that one as well.
Yeah, so two of them.
So she will provoke two of them.
Doing my best to get Eunice's character killed.
Alright, so is she still going to move in?
Sure.
Alright. Does a 19 hit her armor class?
That's what it is.
Okay. The good news is, she makes it. The bad news is, it knocks it on her butt. She has 5 ongoing necrotic damage. And she takes 5 points of damage.
AC is like a
16,
right?
Yep. So is she going to do her turning thing?
Yes.
I believe that will hit all of them.
That's the first one?
First two.
First two, yeah, that hits all of them.
I believe that will hit all of them, yes.
I need to roll to hit
them
first.
Yes, you need to roll. Start rolling to hit. You need to roll a total of 5. So first one. And what is this versus? Their will?
Wisdom versus will.
Okay.
Wisdom versus will.
Okay.
Which is going to a d plus 7, or a d20 plus 7 on each.
Okay. So the first one is 12.
Versus Will, that will miss. Next one.
Miss.
That one's missing.
Okay.
Third one.
One on the 20. Stack. One on the stack.
That will hit.
Then the two in the back.
Then one in the back.
16.
Hit.
Hit.
15.
Okay. Hit. Now your roll damage once. Easier. Only one time.
Okay.
And I think something happened to you with the ones you missed.
Alright. It is
17.
This is radiant damage.
Okay. So 17. Alright.
17.
Mm-hmm.
17 damage and
hold on a
damage.
Second.
It's half damage and the target is not pushed or immobilized.
Okay.
When she the ones she hits are pushed number of squares plus she can push up to 7 squares, which isn't very far, and they're immobilized until the end of her next turn.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
So, pushed.
Everyone except the one in the corner that is closest to me is now bloodied.
And these three.
Everyone except the one
except
in the corner
one.
That is closest to me is now bloodied. Now it's really bloodied.
Except same for end. This one. This one is not bloodied.
That one is the only one. The other one is the yes, that lucky one is one hit point away from being bloodied. So,
lucky.
So you might not want to go too far with the bloody. All right.
And she rolls to save on what she has now.
Yes.
On her.
Yes. She had to take.
She would take 5 damage at the beginning of her turn.
No, actually, she would take 5 damage at the beginning of her turn, but she didn't actually. She gets a save before she takes damage in this case.
Because it was her
because
provoking it.
She provoked it. It happened during her movement.
Right. So she did.
So okay. Basically,
so
she
get
gets
a
save this round. Yes.
So make it just roll d20. Yes. All right. It goes away. She's not taking 5 ongoing. I stand up, take a swing at the guy that we're exchanging marks on.
Okay.
I mark it, but I'm sure you're going to mark it next turn. So,
I don't know. I might step in just to...
17 to hit it.
Okay, that hit it.
It will take 17 points of damage.
All right, that kills it.
Okay.
So, no, I'm not going to mark it this turn.
However, as you... As you smash it with your axe, it gets one final bite at you and misses with a 13.
Thank you.
And I actually would get to shift as well. Shift there, and it would have shifted there, but now it's dead, so it doesn't shift. Footwork order.
Alright, one of them's down. And Sarek, it is now your turn.
And I will step in and make an attack on this immobilized one. Does that give me a bonus to hit?
No, it just can't move.
No, it just can't move.
I think it's just immobilized.
Yeah, you can still actually attack. It just can't move.
22 versus AC.
That will hit it.
The question was, what was I actually hitting it with? But since all my attacks are the same, or attack roll. Sure, I'll split the herd. I'll attack an adjacent target as well. So I'll attack this one with the secondary attack.
Okay.
You want to mark them both then?
Yeah, I'll mark them both.
This means I'll be swinging at you.
Nat 20 on the secondary target.
So you credit it. You hit it right in the head, and it explodes horribly. Though it does get to bite you before it dies.
That's my danger.
And the 16 hit your AC?
No.
Okay.
So it does. Angry.
So
the second one is just outright dead.
Without me rolling damage, huh?
Yep.
It's a zombie.
Wow, that really blew chunks. 8 points of damage on 2d6 plus 4.
Nice.
How do you do the end game back up? There's a way to...
So this one's dead.
Okay.
Oh, it sort of is just character sheet. Not entirely editable, but okay. It does help.
Alright, is Ren doing anything this round?
No.
Okay. Hiya!
I attack the one I have marked.
Okay.
So do a martial strike again.
I'm sorry, what?
19 points of damage.
Nice. Alright. You hit it, crunch it pretty good, but it's still going. Tim.
You figure out what she does. You decide what she does. Feel all the special stuff.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. The other thing is, my character has things that can move allies, so I can just move her. Derek?
Sure.
Jeremy? Carpet bagger.
You're just sad that you lost the point of
touch. Yeah, that was so handy. It's such a handy experience.
Let's see. If I move past this, will this one get it, or both of them get an attack of opportunity if you move right here?
Both will.
Okay, I'll go for it.
So you're going to do it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here, we'll use this.
19 and a 15.
Well, the lowest I hit was a 24.
Oh, that sucks. Let's see if I can block any of those.
And it was a 19? 24 and 28. Maybe you don't want me to use that anymore.
Oh, wait, the one on the big stack of stuff that I did.
Yes.
And tie goes to the attacker, so I guess I'll just take those.
Okay, well, the bad news is that you get knocked on your butt pretty much immediately, and so now, like...
So I'd be on...
But you'd be forced on his butt into that square anyway.
You'd be forced into that square anyway, so you are prone, and you are taking 5 points of ongoing damage, which you will get an immediate save against.
It's better than nothing.
And you take...
He decides that he wants to keep taking.
Yeah.
He likes it.
You take a total of 18 points of damage.
I saved this time.
Okay.
Woohoo!
While I'm sitting down,
okay.
I can be sitting down and still use my power.
Yep.
So I'm going to fire.
It's quite comfortable here.
Yeah.
That's you're not getting attacked there.
The stone floor nicely supports your kidney.
Nicely stop your kidney from falling out.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to cast Fire Shroud, so it's going to hit every single one.
Okay.
That's enemies,
right?
Right. Now, right. As soon as I found out I made a mistake, I kind of got rid of the one I never use that only hits us. So. Wait, since I've already been using Fire Shroud, so. Anyway.
Alright, well, Fire Shroud it is. Roll it.
Oh, God. You're freaking kidding me. 2, 2, 4.
Okay, what were you rolling against?
It was against their fortitude.
Okay, their fortitudes are 16, so unless you have a... Nope. Okay. Tim boldly charges in. Takes, boom! As both of the rat things he charges by takes chunks out of him, he lands and says, aha, finally, and then explodes in a fiery ball that does nothing.
It does nothing. That was flashy. That's, you okay there, Tim?
No, not really.
Not yet. And Gwen, now you're up.
22.
Got me a couple of times in
Deadlands.
What's that?
Okay.
My dice luck.
Oh, yeah.
I said it hasn't
been
down here yet.
After the last Deadlands game, you guys are all laid up for a while, so...
Yes.
So far, my gaming room hates me when it comes to rolling. Four players in the Deadlands game. Two of them are now at out of three wound levels, and the other two are at two.
Yes.
And the one that has the healing powers is at three.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
do Eldritch Blast the one.
Right. Okay. You probably want to mark him. Or curse him.
Yeah.
I think that's the next closest one anyway, so. Curse away.
Yeah, because that one was cursed.
And it looks like one of yours that was cursed died, so you probably get your temporary hit point now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
So we need to get you a unicorn.
She probably just
force you to hang on the wall to affect your dice luck, Jeremy.
I guess.
All right, what'd you hit? That will hit him. So 16 is his highest defense.
Okay. Let's see. 8 points of damage.
And remember, you get your extra d6 because you're hitting a curse one.
That's 8.
So 14.
14.
That's nice. All right. Now that one is bloodied.
Bloody markers
are going
there.
Yay. Now the rats get to go.
He's probably going to be healing.
Well, none of them can actually.
Yes.
None of the remaining rats can actually move or need to move. So, who's the last one who marked this guy?
What, this one?
Yeah.
Me.
Okay, so he'll attack you. AC 20?
Yes.
Okay. You are knocked prone. You take 5 ongoing necrotic.
Right.
And take 9 points of damage. These two, the one that you have been punching will attack you. So one attacks Kaya. 24?
Yep.
Okay. You are knocked prone. 5 points of ongoing necrotic. You didn't already have it. And 8 points of damage.
I'm bloody.
And the other one will attack Ella.
I've already taken my 5 ongoing.
I believe Ella gets hit.
Her AC is a 19.
I rolled a 27.
Her AC is a 28.
She is still prone. Now she takes 5 points of ongoing necrotic. And she takes 4 more points, or 8 more, sorry, points of damage. And now it's Ella's turn. So, do be so kind,
she
Ella.
Took how much damage from?
8 points. And now she takes another 5. At the
beginning of her turn.
Almost.
So as a minor, we're doing the healing word? Or are we moving her?
Well, she's prone right now.
Oh, she's prone.
Is there any spot for her? Well, actually, I can do.
Can she shift this direction so she's in between me and her? Me and you?
She'd have to stand up to do that, really.
Yeah, she has to stand
in. I mean, I'd let her basically crawl, but you can't shift and crawl.
No. All right. Well, I'm going to get her out of the firing line, I'm thinking.
You can't scoot.
So, she'll stand up as a move action.
Okay.
Healing word as a minor action.
Okay.
On, what are you at?
She's actually bloodied now.
Yeah. She'll use healing word on you.
Okay.
So, it's what, a d6 plus 5, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Healing surge plus 9 hit points. So that's a move and a minor. She has a standard left.
We could do that. Lance of Faith?
I'm thinking that we should just...
Lance of Faith is a ranged.
Yeah. Lance of Faith is a ranged.
Oh, it is a ranged.
Let's just use that blast action to shift her.
Okay.
Over...
Yeah.
Here.
So she'd be much happier that way.
So she's more happy.
All right. And now we're back at the top of the round with Beric.
Fabulous. I'm both of enmity that sucker.
Can you do that? You're not the only one adjacent to her.
It's only it's, as long as there's only one enemy adjacent to me.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Rock on, man. Keep doing your thing there.
It's the only enemy adjacent to me.
Keep doing your thing there, man.
Oh, let's go ahead.
Actually Sarek's turn, but since he's
Gamer Zatic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAttic.com.
Tarkin's
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and The Night of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.